So I look at all these people, whether it's my parents, whether it's my teachers, whether it's this and that, and I look at their life and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to live that life. Fuck them. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Luke, you're a terrible person. I don't care. I don't care. I'm here in Switzerland, shredding with my boys. If my parents want to come, so be it. I'll fly you guys over. But what you need to understand as well with parental figures is their advice also comes with a little bit of weight. And the weight is the title that
Yeah.
is attached to the advice. So many times you'll get advice like X, Y, and Z because I'm your father and I know what's best for you, or because I know you better than anybody else. No,
Yeah.
no, no, no. God knows me better than anybody else, and I know myself better than anybody else. So why would I be listening to your advice if I can even listen to my own? So parents won't, if you have a good, you have two types of parental groups. I would categorize them into two. One is parents that are just absolute shit. You want to get away from them as soon as possible. They just bred you, but that doesn't mean that they're your parents. And then you have the people actually care about you and they want to nurture you and see you grow, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they know what's best for you.
Yeah.
So I once had a conversation with my dad, and I was going to go work a sales job. It was commission only, right? So for a person that doesn't understand commission or actually going and earning your own buck, that sounds like risk.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, dad, I'm gonna go work a sales job. I'm gonna go earn my money. Like, I don't want to be capped by my performance. I don't want my cap to be performance. I don't want my performance to be capped by time
Time, correct.
or to be capped by a salary.
Yeah.
I want it to be capped by my performance. And
Absolutely.
my dad was like, no, you should go wash dishes because it's secure. You'll make money, it's safe. And it's that type of bot mentality and bot behavior that he's not even aware of. He's just saying it because it's what he's been taught is the way to move forward.
Yeah.
It's, oh, just get a stable job, just get an easy job. Don't go too flashy, don't go too crazy, don't go too risky. But there isn't any risk. That's what people don't understand. There is no risk when you have nothing. When you're a peasant ass brokey,
Yeah.
you have no risk, nothing. The risk is living the life that you currently are living.
Yeah.
There's no other risk. So I was like, dude, the fuck am I doing, bro? Like, I need to go make my own money. Did they door-to-door sales for like 2 months, 3 months, made 13,000 bucks in commissions. I was
Wow.
like, oh shit, like I'm actually pretty good at this.
Yeah.
And then that was kind of like the entire basis that formed this desire for an entrepreneurial career. But then I was in a situation where my parents wanted me to get a job. They wanted me to finish university. They wanted me to settle down,
I
go to
heard
ch
about your university story,
yeah,
by the
bro,
way, today.
fuck.
You were one class away.
Bro, yeah, fuck all that shit.
Was crazy.
Yeah,
You gotta
I
talk.
bounced back from university. I was like, bro, like these motherfuckers don't know how to teach. These guys are wasting my time.
Yeah.
This school is expensive. This international business professor has never been
International.
has never been overseas.
Yeah.
He's never run an international business.
Yep.
I was like, he was talking about all this policy stuff, and I'm like, dude, why don't you talk about like manners, overseas manners, which that's what gets you the deal,
100%.
right? It's not about this and that. So I was in a situation where I realized my parents didn't know a whole lot. And it was the first time in my life where there was this tectonic shift where I realized my parents are just human. You know, and it was a time that everybody's going to have to face if you're trying to go through a season of growth. Many people have their parents stun them, and their growth is stunted because their parents have fear of, oh, my son or my daughter are gonna get hurt, or they're gonna end up in trouble. Or completely the other side, they just hate success. They think that all rich people are bad people, or
Yeah.
they think that
Money's the root of all evil.
money's bad, when in reality they're just ignorant.
Yeah.
So now I was in a situation where I realized my parents' advice with regards to how to live an ideal life was not cut out for me.
Yeah.
Why? Not because their advice wasn't applicable, but because I did not want to live the life that they had.
Sure.
And the life that they had was based off of the information that they knew.
Yep.
And therefore, the information that they knew was filtered through, and their advice came only from the information that they have. So if their life isn't amazing and the information that they have isn't amazing, then most likely their advice isn't amazing either. So I was like, fuck the advice.
Yeah.
Fuck what my parents think. And I
Yeah.
know that sounds insane. Like people go, oh, Luke, you're disrespectful to your parents.
Yeah.
Brother, your parents won't feel disrespected when you retire them, sit them in a nice little Ferrari in Monaco with the entire family gathered around the table overlooking the coast. and all your parents are happy there, sipping their nice little Italian wine, seeing all the grandchildren running around. You won't hear them.
You're
bitching
not going to question.
You won't hear them bitching and complaining at that point. But what you're going to have to go through is a season of echo chamber of negativity. You can't do this. You shouldn't do this. You should be worried. Why? Because they've been conditioned.
Is that the bot language? Can you talk about bot versus glitch? Because a lot of people don't understand.
So the bot is somebody that runs on autopilot. It's somebody that runs on a script.
Okay.
A script that's been programmed. So a lot of people, they run on autopilot. They wake up, they clock in. They work,
scroll.
They eat lunch. They scroll, they clock in again. They go to work, they watch Netflix, they go to bed.
Yep.
That's the cycle. That's the autopilot cycle that they live in.
Sure.
A glitch is somebody that breaks out of that cycle and that forges their own system, right? So they no longer live by the rules of the system, but they're an anomaly. They're a glitch.
Yep.
They operate within it, but they're not bound to the rules of it.
Sure.
And when you operate in this way, you begin to realize that the bot advice is not going to cut it for a successful life.
Mm.
That's why people validate and love the US dollar. They validate and they love fiat currency.
Yeah.
And they validate and love the current economic foundation that we live in because it's all scripts.
Yep.
They don't even understand what money is. Yet they work their entire life without once questioning, what am I working for?
Yeah.
Not once, bro. So I look at all these people, whether it's my parents, whether it's my teachers, whether it's this and that, and I look at their life and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to live that life. Fuck them. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Luke, you're a terrible person. I don't care. I'm here in Switzerland, shredding with my boys. If my parents want to come, so be it. I'll fly you guys over. But what you need to understand as well with parental figures is their advice also comes with a little bit of weight.
Mm.
And the weight is the title that is attached to the advice. So many times you'll get advice like X, Y, and Z, because I'm your father and I know what's best for you, or because I know you better than anybody else.
Yeah.
No. God knows me better than anybody else and I know myself better than anybody else. So why would I be listening to your advice if I can even listen to my own?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to develop the internal voice so that my life isn't influenced by the external factors, but influenced by my own decision-making and my own self-development. So that's my thought, brother.
And you can glitch your way through life.
100%. You know, I was talking to Jordan yesterday on the vlog. He was like, if you were to give a piece of advice to somebody who's 18, just starting off, and they wanted to go from, you know, zero to the top of the mountain, what would you tell them? I said, take the gondola. Motherfuckers want to out here climb, set their own new trail, blaze through, and be like, dude, I earned climbing to the top of the mountain. Fuck that, bro. Give me the gondola, dude. Yeah. Let me go to the top chilling.
They print money, bro. Dude, one of my favorite tweets. You're like, you're sitting in class studying for an exam, but they're printing money.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a scam. And the money that they're printing, the system is imploding in real time. And kids are out here studying.
Yeah.
For a history exam. And history that's been doctored and whitewashed and corrected. For what? For the advice or the benefit of the few. So people are out here living a bot life, dude. It's absolutely insane.